Hey everyone, my name is Allie McGregor, and I'm here once again on this, the last day of March, on behalf of BioNews, which is MS News Today's parent company, for yet another very special conversation about the 31 Days of MS campaign. So it's the last day of March, and we're going to be having a little bit of a behind-the-scenes conversation with two of our social media moderators, Aurelis Castillo and Desiree Lama. So I'll be bringing them on in just a second to have a conversation about what it was like to organize the campaign, to find the contributors, to choose the stories. So I hope you'll stick around. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yep, perfectly. And you're crystal clear on video, which is fantastic.
Perfect.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm doing well. Can you believe it's March 31st?
No. I could not believe. I mean, looking from the start of even the campaign and then we're already on the last day, I couldn't even believe it.
I know. It's just gone by in the blink of an eye. When did you start planning this year's campaign?
So this had actually started the beginning of February, just kind of getting the idea out there to us and just kind of organizing, you know, how we're going to start doing things, what we're going to do. And, you know, day by day, we kind of just started, you know, working with the team and making sure that everybody was on the same page and the fun started.
Yeah, so a little bit of like about a month of prep work and probably continue to gather stories throughout the month of March. Is that true? Like, were you gathering stories right up until the end?
Yes, it was. I mean, I loved it. I personally like loved the experience. I love reaching out to people. And, you know, we have a lot of, you know, number of people who wanted to share their stories, who just wanted to participate. And at the end of the day, it was nice to see that everyone just wanted to give advice to help others who have MS. You know, we all know that we don't deal with the same thing. We all have different stories. But, you know, just looking back at the whole campaign, I loved it. I think it was so great. You know, everyone who participated, the diversity that came from it, and just looking at different aspects of MS and how people deal with it. And hopefully others that read the stories took, you know, away from these stories, you know, that applies to what they deal with and how they can apply it to, you know, what their journey is.
Absolutely. And I love that you just mentioned the diversity of story.
Yes.
I have to say it struck me reading through. I haven't read all 31, but I've read the majority of them. Mm-hmm. And every story, I mean, there are similarities for sure.
Yes.
But every person had a different perspective to share, a different experience. Even just the way that MS affects their life looks different from person to person. So loved reading the diversity of perspectives that were presented.
Yes, me too. It was exciting. It really was.
Absolutely. So I took note because you had a few that really stuck out in your mind. And the first
yes.
person that I wanted to talk about was Alexios. So that's
oh my God,
seven,
yes.
if anyone wants to read that story. What did you love about that story?
Oh, man. Okay, so I just want to say that I loved everyone's story. I just have to put it out there. It was very tough to just kind of, you know, maneuver around all the different stories that I've read. It was very tough. I think each one has its own special touch to it. But I think with his story, one, I mean, being diagnosed while you're in high school, I couldn't even imagine that. You know, I, you know, luckily didn't have to deal with that. I was diagnosed when I was 26. But just the fact that he had this diagnosis at such a young age while he's in high school. And of course, you know, the different challenges that he had to deal with. I just loved at the end, he said, I have no shame. This is what I'm doing. I am taking this route in life. MS taught me a certain thing and timing is everything, which I think that was the topic of the story, which I totally agree with 100%. And it just, I don't know, it was just something about it that it made me like, okay, you know what? Maybe if something does have to change, it's okay. You know, I feel like a lot of us, we tend to stick to a certain way that, you know, like our path and like, this is what we're going to do. But it's okay that it can change, you know, and obviously with MS, we have to do a lot of adapting to new areas and, you know, all these different challenges that come our way, but it's okay at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. That was what struck me about his story, was right from the very first couple of sentences, it was clear this is a person who marches to the beat of his own drum, will not be, pushed off of his dreams, and he's okay with taking an unconventional path. Won't say much more than that because I really want people to go and read Alexios's story. So it's day seven. I'm just going to put the link back up for anyone who may just have joined us. The other person I wanted to talk to you about is on kind of the other end of the spectrum, someone who's bringing the perspective of someone who's had MS a lot longer than you and a lot longer than Alexios, and that was Debbie. Can you tell me a little bit about her story?
Adorable. Yes, I loved her. I think it was, I even wrote down Aunt, she referred to like Aunt Jo, was it Josie? I don't want to like, I think
Jody
I
or
wrote it down.
Joyce, I think. You know what?
Yes,
I have it
Josie,
right
I
here.
think. I love that take because her aunt, it seemed, I don't want to assume, but it seemed like she kind of had like the strong kind of approach to it, and it was not in a mean way. It wasn't to, you know, dismiss anything, but it was kind of like to teach her. And she ended up using that strategy and, you know, the common sense and being able to deal with her MS by using common sense and kind of thanking her aunt at the end of the day. So she was able to take something that was said to her and kind of align it with what she was going through in order to kind of overcome the obstacles. And I believe at that time, you know, there weren't that many DMTs out there, not that many research. So she kind of took it into her own hands and said, okay, I'm going to use my common sense in order to deal with MS, which is like, I mean, that's very scary, but she took that risk. And, you know, at the end of the day, she just very grateful for her aunt, which I thought was, it was a special story. You know, she made a connection with someone who was close to her.
Yeah, and she was really looking back on an experience, a formative experience from her childhood, and some words that obviously she carried with her entire life. Do you have a similar story to that? Have you ever had someone say something to you or make an impression on you that you've later recalled, later on in life?
I think it was, you know, one of my closest friends. He always, he was dealing with his own thing. He ended up passing away, but he always showed me to go with things in a positive light, you know, deal with things in a positive way. And I think just seeing him deal with his own situation in such a positive light and never complaining, and he was just amazing. He's my inspiration like every single day. You know, no matter what I do, I try to look back and I'm like, okay, you know what? This is how it is. And I like that approach. You know, I'm not saying that we don't have our bad days because we do, and it's okay too. And, you know, it's, I think it's just a better thing for me to kind of approach these challenges in more of a positive, you know, with a positive mindset. So that definitely
Absolutely. I
stuck
think it
with
has a
me.
lot to do with, a lot to do with resilience too, and recognizing when things are tough, but continuing to push forward and look for that hope. That's beautiful. I don't know if you noticed, but someone named Aunt Josie is actually watching the live right now. So I don't know if that's the same Aunt Josie, but if it is, so happy that you're here and happy that you're a part of Debbie's story.
Oh my
That's awesome.
gosh.
And again, I'm going to pop the link up on the screen, guys. Debbie's story, it's all about looking back on 40 years of experience with MS. It's on day 24 if you haven't had a chance to check it. And then, Aurelius, the last story that I wanted to talk to you about was Zaki's story. This one was, again, this is very different from the ones we've talked about so far. What was it about this story that stuck out to you?
I think with his, you know, some of these are, you know, people I've reached out to. I have the MS community on Instagram and everything. So it was really nice. We've been followers, you know, following each other on Instagram. So it was nice to finally hear his full story. And I think it, I think I, the beginning, dealing with the divorce, getting married, and then all of a sudden you get this diagnosis. And I just thought, like, wow, you really got hit, all at once with everything. And I feel like most of our stories, our MS diagnosis comes at a time in our lives where things can be going, downhill, rocky, and that is just like the icing on the cake. Like, oh wait, by the way, we're gonna add this, and it's gonna get even more challenging. So I think for that, it was amazing to see. Like, that was, you can, I'm sure a lot of people can relate. You can be in such a dark place, and with all of these different things hitting at you at once, it's really nice to see that people can actually just come out of it. And I think that's what's so inspiring about these stories is, yes, we're all going through it. Yes, there's really bad days. Yes, there's, five more things added to our list that can really drag us down. But at the end of the day, you can do it. Whether it's different than how I approach it, how somebody else approaches it, it can be done. And I think this campaign really showed, like, really inspiring just motives, when it comes to
Absolutely, couldn't agree more. It's so many
that.
stories of people overcoming adversity, overcoming challenges of different kinds, but still having such a positive, hopeful outlook on things. And absolutely love the diversity of stories and experiences represented. Aurelius, if someone's watching this and they're thinking, hey, I wish I'd known about this campaign at the beginning of March. I wish I could have shared my story. Is there still an opportunity for people to do that either next year or for something else in the coming months?
I believe, speaking with the team, and we've all been working together with everything. There are many people that, submitted their stories, great stories, and of course, we only have the 31 days that we can actually present these stories. So of course, they're not getting, thrown out to the side. We're, most likely going to be coming up with different things, to bring these stories into the light and make sure that more stories are shared. And I'm sure in the future there's going to be, more campaigns. And I know there was one which we weren't part of, the previous years. They had done the campaign. So yes.
Yes, I think this is year two for MS, and there are a couple of other communities underneath the BioNews initiative or underneath BioNews that have running either 30 days or 31 days campaigns, and people really love them. So I think that if folks would like to share their story, you can always send MS News Today a DM on Instagram or on Facebook, and then someone on our team will reach out and get connected to you and see what we can do and share your story because this community is all about sharing people's stories.
Yes, the more the merrier.
Absolutely, absolutely. Aurelius, my last question for you is what was it like for you as the person reading all of the stories, pulling them all together? Did you learn anything? Did you reflect on anything? Is there anything that you're going to carry with you based on this experience?
Wow, I learned a lot. And, I think I needed to read these stories because I personally was, dealing with my own things. And sometimes we can get caught up in our own lives that we kind of put a pause on certain things, which we need to put more focus on. And of course, our health is number one. So I think after reading many stories, especially, Ken's, who, we didn't talk about, but going like into fitness and, people doing yoga, meditation. I know people have spoken about that in their stories and how it's helped them. It really made me think, like, okay, I need to get back onto this. I really need to take it a little bit more seriously in at this point in my life and kind of bring it back. So, I started this whole like, workout routine. I wrote it down on a piece of paper. So yes, these stories definitely inspired me, and kind of having the mindset that it is going to be okay, and just kind of taking it day by day.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, of
How's your workout
course.
routine going? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling strong?
It's good. I know I mentioned it to you, in the message, but I've just been, the allergies have been crazy. It's been insane here. And it just kind of, when you get kind of sick and you're just kind of like slow-mo and kind of not motivated, but I will get back into that now that I'm feeling better. So tomorrow, hopefully, that's my number one goal.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that you are feeling better and that you were able to
Yes.
join this Facebook Live tonight. Thank you so much for making the
Yeah.
time.
Thank
I'm going
you.
to let you go and I'm going to bring Desiree on.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Allie.
Take care. Thank you for being here.
Bye.
Hey, Desiree.
Hi. Okay, I'm so sorry about that. I don't know what happened. It was like I heard
That's
like
okay.
us talking like in lifetime and then like in the past. It was weird.
Oh, so like an echo.
Yes, like an echo, exactly.
Is it better now?
Yes, it is. It's just like me and you. It's not from like the
Okay, wonderful. I'm so glad that we did that. Yeah, CT, Connecticut. Sorry, I asked folks to tell me where they're watching from, so they're gonna put it in the comments.
Okay.
So Desiree, as you saw, I was just talking to Aurelius about the campaign and the stories, some of the stories that she helped bring forward for the campaign. What was it like for you working on the 31 Days of MS campaign?
It was a really good experience that I'm like super glad I was able to be a part of. At first it was kind of like challenging to like reach out to people just because I don't know many people with MS and I'm like not a part of like any like Facebook groups or Instagram groups. So it was kind of like hard at the beginning, but I did what any person would do on social media and I just like searched the like MS hashtag and like reached out to people that way. So I got to like know like people that like I wouldn't have like known just like regularly.
Yeah, that's a great way to meet people is just
Yes.
to send them a DM and see if they'd be interested. Is that how you got like most of your contributors or all of your contributors?
I would say most of them, I think it was around three people that I asked from like my inner circle, and then the rest were people I just like found through like the MS hashtag.
That's awesome. That's the great thing about social media too, is like the hashtags help people find other folks who are part of their community, which is great.
Yes.
So Desiree, one of the stories, actually the very first story of the campaign, day one, is a really, really special story. Can you tell the people who are watching why that story is so special?
Yes, so the first day of the campaign was my mom. She wrote a little story about her experience being a caregiver and she gave advice to like other caregivers because it can be quite challenging at first. Like you're seeing like your loved one going through a diagnosis that like you really don't know anything about and your loved one doesn't really know anything about. So she just wanted to like share her motherly advice with the rest of the community and give them like any like tips that like helped her along the way.
Yeah, it was a great story. And I'm going to put the link up again on the screen so folks can go check it out. Manuela's story is
Yes.
day one. Did you ask her to write the story, or did she volunteer and say this is something that she wanted to do?
I asked her once like we started talking about it was back in like the beginning of February when we started talking about like the campaign and like who wants to like help with it and everything. And like I called her right away. I was like, Mom, like can you like write a story about your experience being a caregiver? And then she was like, why me? And I was like, because like we're gonna ask like caregivers, patients, like doctors, like we're gonna like reach out to like a lot of like different like individuals affected by MS. And I would like really love if you could do it. And then she was like, yes, of course. So she ended up writing it, and I was like, thank you so much.
Yeah, I can tell you guys are really close, and her story was so beautiful to read. Was there anything in it that surprised you that you didn't know, or that perhaps you, like just anything that stuck out to you about her story?
Honestly, no, just because we are super close and like our communication is like really good. So there was like nothing new that I didn't like already know that we hadn't talked about previously. So not at all. I already like kind of like knew like what she was gonna say. It was just like actually seeing in writing and like our picture together, and I was just like super happy.
Yeah, I love that picture. And I love that your mom took the approach of kind of sharing her perspective to hopefully help others. I think in a lot of cases, there's a lot of resources for the patient. There's a lot of support for the patient, but sometimes caregivers get kind of lost in the shuffle, and it's so great when they can hear from someone who truly understands what responsibility means. So please tell your mom thank you for sharing her
I
story.
will.
The other story was on day 23, Feliciano. Can you tell me a little bit more about his story and why that was interesting for you?
We actually went to college together. We did our undergrad together at UT Austin. I didn't know him like the 4 years that I was there. I actually like met him like after we had already graduated, because we were mutuals on Twitter, and I think it was sometime at the end of last year, that he decided to like share his MS story. And I read it and I was like, oh my goodness, like I have never like met someone my age with MS. So I reached out to him and we became like friends. And then when the like time for the campaign rolled around, I was like, hey, would you like wanna like share your story like to like a larger platform? And he was like, yes, of course. So it's comforting knowing that there are other like young individuals with the MS diagnosis.
Absolutely. I think another aspect of his story, and correct me if I'm wrong, was also talking about how the pandemic had affected him. I think he might have been diagnosed either at the beginning of the pandemic or very close to the beginning of the pandemic. Do you remember if that's true or not?
Yes, I think it was sometime during the beginning of 2020. So yes, around that time that the pandemic started picking up.
And there are a few other folks that we've talked to either through these Facebook Lives, Instagram Lives, or part of the campaign who had a similar experience. So that's certainly unique and memorable for this time in our history, for sure. So Desiree, I'm going to ask you the same question that I asked Aurelius, which is, looking back on your involvement in this campaign and all the stories that you read, what are some of the lessons that you're taking with you, or some of the light bulb moments, or things that really stuck out for you from being a part of this campaign?
I think a couple of things is like the mental aspect of it, 'cause like your mental health can play like a large part in like your day to day, and I've recently been struggling like with my own mental health. So reading like other people's mentalities and how they just like approach their day to day has like really helped me. Like, and I know one of the other collaborators, Ed, he always says it's not about something about the storm, it's about like dancing in the rain or something like that. And that is like so true. Like you just have to take it day by day, and there's always like something good that happens in a day. And I think that's like one of like the biggest lessons like I've learned reading all these like stories over the month of March. And another thing is just like fitness and like what you like put in your body, like food and nutrients. Like Aureli said, she has her own workout plan, and I signed up for a Pilates class next week just so I can like keep my body moving. So I'm excited like for that. I think reading these stories also like helped me like wanna like start my own fitness journey.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that was definitely a trend that I noticed in the stories as well. And also interviewed someone on Facebook Live last week, Melody. I forget which day day 15 is her story. And she also shared her experience with the Walls protocol, which is actually like a nutrition protocol for MS. So definitely check that story out if you'd like more information, or check out the interview that I did with Melody last week. Desiree, it was such a pleasure speaking with you. I can't believe it's the end of March already and the campaign is over. It's so wild.
It really is.
Are you already looking forward to next year's campaign? Will you be involved in any way?
I am. I'm hoping I am. But I'm super excited because I know there was like stories that like weren't included because there's only 31 days. So I'm excited to like see how those stories like where they end up like in another campaign or like in next year's campaign. So I'm super excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
Yes, thank you for having me. You as well.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.